It's 3 o'clock, 90 degrees and cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Phyllis Weaver and Travis Scott. Phyllis Weaver is the program director at the Y of Acadiana, and Travis Scott has been their coach for a number of occasions and activities that go on at the Y. And Phyllis, I think some of our listeners may remember you and Monet had come not too long ago in the springtime talking about all the various activities that you have going on there after school and obviously the summer camps that are happening. But the Y is not just for kids, is it? And I know that you all are trying to make some activities for adults as well. So glad to have you here to talk more about your adult activities. And this time you're offering some ultimate frisbee opportunities for people.
We are. Thank you for having us, Miss Judith. We're offering an ultimate frisbee tournament for adults ages 18 and older, and that will take place on June 29th. That is a Saturday, and we're going to run from 9 a.m. until. Of course, the location is at the Y of Acadiana campus, and that is at 800 East Farrell Road. And so that's where the tournament will be taking place.
All right. And before we get to some details about the teams and everything, Travis, I'd like Phyllis just to tell us a bit about that campus you mentioned. What sort of facility do you all have there?
Sure. That campus is our main location, and that's where we hold several activities there. We had a soccer clinic going on in the springtime, and that was great. Right now we have a summer camp, and that's for children ages 5 to 12, and that runs from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then, of course, we hold other camps there as well during Christmas and Thanksgiving. Typically, when the children are out for a vacation during the school year, we are always holding some sort of camp for them there. We also have after school care in 6 local elementary schools, and that runs from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then, of course, we are trying to bring something for adults in the community, and that's where we're starting with this ultimate tournament.
Well, it sounds like you all are busy all the time, not only there, but in your outreach activities as well. Well, Travis, how long have you been involved with the Y?
Well, I've been involved with the Y since August. We started off with the after-school program over at Ernest Gallet, and for the past few months, I've been working pretty closely with Phyllis with regards to trying to go ahead and bring some programs in sports to not only the youth, but also the adults in the community.
So sports means a lot to you.
Absolutely, without question. I mean, still to this day at 25 years old, I'm still learning new things from playing and being involved with different sports every single day. So it's pretty important to me, and it was an exciting opportunity when the Y came to me and asked me to help out. So it's definitely a really, really exciting opportunity and a really exciting event that we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks.
So just, I guess, give people a sense of your background. Did you play sports as a kid?
Yeah. I played almost everything I could get my hands on. I mean, we grew up running in races, playing soccer, running track, playing football, basketball, everything through high school. Intramural was here at UL with flag football and different things like that. Played a little kickball a few years back. If a ball is involved, I've tried to get my hands on my feet on it one way or the other.
Well, Phyllis, it sounds like you have the perfect person to be running these programs that you're trying to get started. So you have a lot of energy, it sounds like, and a love for athletics as well. And it sounds like you seem pretty committed to helping people continue that love for activity into their adult years as well.
For sure. I graduated a couple years ago from UL in exercise science, and one of the things that I've found not only here but everywhere I've been is that everything's easier when it's fun. So from regard to just leading active, healthy lifestyles, with regard to meeting new people, communicating with people, it's all easier when it's fun. And from a personal perspective, I've never found anything to be much more fun than sports. So anytime there's an opportunity to go ahead and tie sports into doing different things that will allow people to better themselves and better their communities is always an exciting thing for me.
So you not only bring the passion for it, but the knowledge as well, graduating in exercise science. Some people, that may take them a little bit aback, thinking many people know that there were majors in physical education years ago. But exercise science, what are some of the things you studied in exercise science?
Well, exercise science provided us the opportunity to study not only things from a physical education standpoint. As a matter of fact, for the most part, different things with regard to anatomy, physiology, biomechanics, and things of that sort. The actual, I guess, to put it simply, the science of exercise, mm-hmm. and different information that I've been able to use to go ahead and help people in many different fashions, from just becoming more active to even dealing with certain health issues and health concerns.
Well, helping them to continue to be active. I guess exercise science would help you understand, as the body changes, as people get older, when you're trying to keep adults active, that you need to know about the body and what can happen to it. And so it's a really useful thing as you deal with adult programs.
Yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. If you have just tuned in, my guests, Travis Scott and Phyllis Weaver with the Y of Acadiana, talking about their activities over there, and in particular the adult activities that they're really trying to get started. You mentioned there was a soccer clinic earlier in the springtime, but now you're doing the ultimate frisbee. Now, Travis, for those people who may not have played it, they've heard that phrase, describe to us what ultimate frisbee is.
Ultimate frisbee is very, very exciting. The best way that I can explain it to those who haven't been involved is if you take basketball, soccer, a little bit of football, and kind of toss them all into one and throw in a frisbee. Mm-hmm. Basically, what you get out of that is ultimate frisbee. I mean, it's a team sport with the scoring patterns are similar to something that you'd find in, let's say, football or soccer, in the sense that there are going to be two end zones and a team scores by receiving the frisbee in that team's end zone. With that in mind, it's very, very pass heavy. There's not a lot of running with the disc or anything like that. As a matter of fact, there's none, to be specific.
Unless you're running to catch it, maybe.
Right, or, yeah. Exactly. All the running that's done is done without disc in your possession or anything mm-hmm. like that. There is a lot of running involved. I've actually found out since I've been playing a little bit more recently that I'm not quite in the shape I thought I was. But it's really, really exciting in the sense that what I found is you can enjoy it, but it also will take you out of your comfort zone. If it's something that you haven't done before, something that you haven't done a whole lot of, it's something that can be enjoyed while at the same time getting a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds onto a pretty even playing field.
So would you – are there any restrictions? You're inviting men and women to participate in this team?
Absolutely. All we're doing is looking at an adult program that's for adults ages 18 or over, but it's co-ed. It's open to men and women of all ages. I've played with people as young as 18 years old, and I've played with people as old as – well, I won't say okay. because I've had recent birthdays and it's starting to get up there a little bit. But there's definitely no age ceiling or floor on it or anything like that, other than we're talking about adults and we want to have everybody come out and have a good time and get to enjoy it.
Well, so what are the mechanics of this? Do people just go and register and then you assign them to a team? Do people sign up as a team? How do they?
Well, there'll be two ways to sign up. One is that if you're new to the sport, you've never had a team, you've never played, even if you've played and you don't have a team to go ahead and be involved in, you can come to the Y and sign up as an individual for $10. However, if you've been playing before, if you've been involved, if there's a group of people that you play with and you guys would like to bring a team out, we can go ahead and do that as well. A team will consist of 8 or more people signing up together as a unit, as a group, with the intention of playing together as a team. And in that case, we'd be looking at a rate of $7 per play.
So really, people should know how to play Ultimate Frisbee entering into this tournament. Not necessarily.
We're actually looking at right now from a perspective of the teams that we've been dealing with. We've got a few teams that are going to be more experienced. We've got a few teams that are going to be a little bit less experienced. There should be some familiarity, but to be honest, it's not a very, very difficult sport to learn. The ability to throw a frisbee definitely does help.
Well, I'm sure you get better with
it
that.
It definitely does help, but it's something that you can go ahead and pick up pretty quickly if you haven't been involved before, as long as you've got the willingness to go ahead and go out there and give it a shot. The rules are pretty simple. There's something that can be picked up in a few – the basics can be picked up in a few minutes, a few hours or something like that. So by all means, we're encouraging people, even if you've never played before, go ahead and come out and give it a shot.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're giving people a lot of confidence out there to go ahead and sign up. And again, we're talking about an adult tournament at the Y of Acadiana. They're hoping to encourage adults to participate 18 and older in this particular tournament and others that they're hoping to institute throughout the year at the Y of Acadiana. My guest, Phyllis Weaver, is the program director at the Y. Travis Scott is coaching a number of activities that take place at the Y. And I'm sure some people would wonder if you have a website where they can go to find out more?
We do have a website. You can find out information about any of our programs or any of our sporting programs or sporting events at theymcaofacadiana.com. You can also check out our Facebook page. We are linked through Y of Acadiana on Facebook. So you can always get that general information from those two sources, as well as just giving us a call at 993-YMCA. We would love to have you inquire about any of our programs and be able to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Well, Travis, if there are some people out there kind of thinking, yeah, you know, I need more exercise. It sounds like fun. I like Frisbees. Is there something people should be, since you came out of exercise science here at the university, when you're thinking about playing Ultimate Frisbee, are there things you should be somewhat careful about, think about?
Well, in the sense that I think that when we're talking about things to be careful of, it's the same as dealing with any other sport or anything like that. We want to be, I don't want to say well physically conditioned, but you want to be in the type of physical condition where you can go ahead and get out and do things to be active. You don't have to be able to run a marathon to get out there and play Ultimate Frisbee by any means. But if you haven't been active for months or years or something like that, then maybe you might want to go ahead and take the time to go ahead and get out and get into a little bit of relatively, I guess, decent physical shape before you go ahead and get out there and start.
And play Ultimate Frisbee.
Running full out, but that's with just about anything.
Well, I have seen a few teams play Ultimate Frisbee, and it is there's a lot of running going on around.
That's for sure. There's definitely a good bit of movement. I'm huffing and puffing a little bit myself.
Yeah. But it does seem like they're always having fun, and it seems like they work together well as a team, the ones I've seen play, and it looks like they're just enjoying themselves. So this sounds like a great way to get involved, and it's not like kickball, I guess, where you could be smacked in the face with a ball. The Frisbee is...
That's my
prejudice, isn't it? So Ultimate Frisbee, if you've never played it or you've just done a little bit of Frisbee throwing, you have this opportunity to sign up at the Y, either with a team that's already formed, or if you just want to sign up individually, you'll put people together in a team, Travis?
Yes, we'll go ahead and take care of that.
Okay, all right. Again, Travis Scott, helping to coach activities at the Y of Acadiana. Phyllis Weaver, the program director over at the Y. And just kind of looking ahead, are there other opportunities that adults will have to participate at the Y?
I definitely think there will be some other opportunities for adults. Of course, we start after school care right as school starts, and that begins on August the 14th. So we start right as the day that school starts. For aftercare. We're also going to be doing some sporting stuff in the fall together. I know that we're going to probably run another soccer clinic together. We're also going to have something for local teens within our community for ages about 13 to 15. So we'll have some sporting stuff for the young teens. Of course, we'll always be posting that information on our website. And for adults in the fall, we've kind of tossed around some ideas. So nothing for sure yet, but we'll definitely have some events coming up for adults.
So a good reason to like the Y of Acadiana on Facebook,
exactly.
And you'll hear what's happening coming up in the fall. Well, we appreciate y'all coming by to tell us more about the Y. Is there anything else we need to know about things coming up?
I think that's kind of it for now. I mean, okay. We definitely have our summer camp going on. If you're interested just kind of in what we do at summer camp or, you know, maybe enrolling or getting on our waiting list, you can always call. That number's 993-YMCA. Again, the information regarding what schools that we are signed up with for after school care and possibly new schools that we'll be with this fall, you'll be able to find that information on the website.
Okay. But your summer camp programs are full right now? you'd have to be on a waiting list?
You probably would need to call in and get on the waiting list. So we have been contacting people on the waiting list. So there is an opportunity to get in on the summer fun at the Y. So yes, I definitely encourage you to give us a call and at least see what we're offering or maybe something that would be available, for you at the Y. And again, in the fall, we'll be doing multiple sporting events. And so we're really excited about that and to get a sporting program in our community.
Well, and I know just you all have put so much into the facilities, the campus, as you call it, and just lots of activities, having coaches like Travis getting in there with their enthusiasm, energy, passion for sports. And so a lot of good things happening at the Y right now. And you can bookmark that webpage or stop by the Facebook page and like them and keep up with what's going on at the Y, both for kids and adults as well. So that is, we're talking for adults, the Ultimate Frisbee Tournament, which is Saturday, June 29th. The deadline for registration is still the 22nd.
Yes.
So individuals or teams register online or call the office to register for the Ultimate Frisbee Tournament. And Travis, exercise scientist that he is, will take good care of you and not let anything happen. And everyone will have a great time. Well, thank you all. We appreciate that. And we look forward to hearing more about what goes on at the Y this year.
Thank you for having us, Judith.